The killing of George Floyd and subsequent protests in Columbus and around the country inspired some African-American leaders in Ohio to develop a roadmap on addressing systemic racism. The organization called State of Ohio Collective is now working on some of those desired changes. With me to talk about what they hope to see is one of the State of Ohio Collective co-founders, Tiffany Edwards. Thanks so much for taking the time.
It's a pleasure to be here today.
What key areas are you aiming to see changes that will be helpful for Black Ohioans?
We are focused in three programmatic pillars: education, economic development, and health. So we're really focused on the interdependence of those three pillars and ensuring that all the needs are met within those three interdependent areas.
Are you partnering with government agencies?
I wouldn't say that we're partnering with government agencies yet. We certainly are looking for opportunities to collaborate with them, although we have had some individual speakers who have been really focused on trying to aid and assist us.
Republicans control nearly every part of state government in Ohio. Do you think there's any political will at the state level to further Black causes?
I do think there is some will to further Black causes. As previously stated, I believe that there is an absolute identification and acknowledgement component that there is a need for it. The State of Ohio Collective is truly focused on providing solutions to systemic, structural, and institutional-based racism. And these solutions are focused by African Americans for African Americans. I believe with collaborations for what we do, we'll be able to address those things through collaborative partnerships with things from both sides of the fence, both Republicans and Democrats.
Who is involved with State of Ohio Collective?
We have individuals who are medical professionals. We have lawyers. We have doctors. We also have entrepreneurs. We have educators. We have academics. We have strategists. We have individuals who work in the nonprofit space. And so we're focused in eight key areas across the state: Akron, Canton, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Youngstown, Toledo, and Dayton. So we focused on those eight metropolitan areas because we felt that that was the need, because that's the largest demographic from where African Americans are currently residing. Based on that, we then focused on those areas and looked at collaborations that we could tend to not reinvent the wheel, but provide additional support. That includes your Urban League, your UMADOCS, especially the NAACP, and other organizations that have been doing the legacy work, but simply do not have the financial support to continue on to address an ecosystem for African Americans by African American leadership.
How much do you think these efforts can help?
I think these efforts can absolutely change the entire system. I believe it can be extraordinarily impactful. When you take a look at the State of Ohio budget, it's $68 billion. We're asking for $2 billion. When you look at the number of African Americans which are comprised within those areas, we're anywhere between 30 to 60% of those metropolitan areas. If we're looking for systemic change that's going to change the ecosystem, we have to address the institutions, we have to address the structures. The only way to do so is to have a comprehensive long-term plan, which is what our 50-year plan addresses. We're not looking at something that's temporary, but something that's strategic, that's very focused and very intentional, from birth all the way through advanced adulthood.
President-elect Biden says he supports Black Americans who helped elect him. Where should he put his attention first to help Black communities?
I definitely feel that by looking at the infrastructure for leadership that has not been engaged is certainly the way to address these things. You know, typically organizations go back to the well where they know that they've had in the past. I think by integrating new leaders into new spaces that comprehensively address education, economic development, and health, he can make a strong impact by further fortifying those areas, but looking at different ways to do so. Organizations like the State of Ohio Collective can help him by addressing it with one voice, one action, collective voices that are actually addressing all these different areas, but focus on those three areas that can actually effectuate the change.
I've been talking with Tiffany Edwards, a co-founder of State of Ohio Collective, which is pushing for changes in key societal and government institutions to break down systemic racism. Thanks again.
I appreciate the opportunity here.